Hello, hello, sisters. Welcome to the Sisters in the Marketplace podcast, where God called us to serve. This is a platform for Christ-empowered women to encourage and empower other women in the marketplace. Every episode, we will get to interview one amazing woman of God and listen as they share their wins and struggles representing Christ in the marketplace. Join us and let us build a community where women build each other up, encourage and empower one another, so we can together thrive in our own businesses. All right, so I think we're live. And again, hello, hello, sisters. Welcome to another episode of our Sisters in the Marketplace podcast, where God called us to serve. And I'm your host. I'm Rose Imperial, the founder of The Virtual Empire. I'm a social media manager and a chatbot marketer for Christian women entrepreneurs. And today, we have another amazing guest. And I'm so excited to get to know her and to learn from her. But before that, of course, let's start with a short prayer. So Lord, our Heavenly Father, thank you very much for today. Lord, thank you again for another opportunity to meet one amazing woman of God's word. Lord, thank you for all your blessings and all your provisions. We lift up today to you. We lift this up. We lift up this interview to you, Lord. May you override all of our preparations. And may your message be heard clear by the person that you want, that you intend it for. Again, Lord, thank you. We lift up everything to you in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, amen.
All right. Amen.
So,
amen.
Yeah. So without further ado, let me just introduce our sister in the spotlight. So our sister is a certified holistic health coach. Her mission is to help Christian women entrepreneurs walk in their purpose by becoming the healthiest version of themselves, so they can have sustained energy to do the spirit-filled work God has placed in their hearts. She is also a co-author of a number one Amazon bestseller book, wow, congratulations, Poised and Profitable, Power Plays for the Purpose-Driven Women in Business. It's a book written by business women for business women. I think all of us need to get a hold of this book. And she has written a chapter on why nutrition is the heaven. And we'll talk more about that later on. She is also a wife and a mom of a teenage son. She has a bachelor's degree in accounting and a master's of business administration in global management. She worked in corporate for several years, but although she was successful in her professional career, she knew God had a different plan. She's living out that calling on her life by helping other women entrepreneurs reach their goals by making lasting, healthy lifestyle changes using sound biblical principles. Wow. That is so amazing. And I really want to, I'm so intrigued what that means. And then without further ado, let me introduce to you our sister, Jasmine Kelly. Hello, Jasmine.
Hello, and thank you. Thank you for having me. I am so honored to be here. Thank you.
You are so welcome, sister. And I'm so amazed of the bio, and I got really intrigued on what, how is it working. So are you ready with our without questions?
Yes.
Okay. So the first one is that, can you tell us more about your
So my health coaching business is basically an opportunity for me to not only pass on the knowledge that I have gained over the years, but also my personal experiences, you know, as far as what I've been through and those strategies and things that I have actually, that have actually worked for me. And so, you know, like my bio mentioned, you know, I did all the things, all the degrees, but it turned out that that was not necessarily what I'm here. You know, the reason why I'm here was not the purpose for my life. And, you know, sometimes it takes years, right, to figure that out. And it's okay. The good thing is that we figure it out at some point. And so basically, I just love the idea of helping people get healthier. I love to see the transformations. And many times it's not, you don't have to make big, grand changes, simple, small, sustainable, you know, changes just can make such an impact. And I love to be able to see those changes in women, specifically entrepreneurs, because like myself, I know how we wear all the hats. We do so many things. We give. And I just feel like we need someone to be our cheerleader, to tell us, you know, it's okay, keep going, you're doing good, but don't forget to take care of yourself. Don't forget to fill up, you know, that cup that you've like emptied, because you are serving everyone. And so I think that these women specifically just need that support. And I am just honored to be able to provide that for them.
Wow. Just so amazing with regards to your purpose and, you know, the Lord leading you to that purpose. And yes, we want to know more about the journey. I actually prepared a question for that. But the next question is, so what do you love about what you do?
I love that I get to to witness for Christ, because that is my desire. So my desire is to serve him in everything that I do. And initially, you know, in the first few years of my business, I was a little leery in terms of, you know, should I was never afraid to talk about God or to say I'm a Christian, but I just wasn't sure if, you know, if I should mention, you know, or include, you know, biblical principles and then be able to talk to people about God. You know, I am like, it's something that I do, but, you know, should I separate that from business? And then I've since realized that, no, they go hand in hand. It's an interconnection. And so I love to be able to pass on the word of God without, you know, not in a forceful way, because these women already love God and already he's already a part of their life. So I like to be able to just draw from the word of God and draw to remind them that this is really what you're called to do. This is your purpose. And your purpose is to be the healthiest version of yourself. You know, the Bible says that he wants us to prosper and be in good health as our soul prosper. And so it is just an honor and a joy to be able to work with these women who know all of those things. But, you know, sometimes we forget and we need those gentle reminders. And so I love to be able to just kind of nudge them a little bit and remind them that this is what they are made for, and just to see that they are receptive to hearing and being reminded of the word of God and the role that it plays in their lives and in their businesses.
So amazing. And, you know, just hearing you say that, and this is very common. I realize this is very common with Christian women. Not just Christian women, but Christian entrepreneurs in general, that they really are not sure whether they need God business. But I really believe that as Christians, we are Christians first before we are entrepreneurs. But the thing is, we each have our own journey. So for some Christian entrepreneurs, they don't have any problem, you know, including faith in the business, because it's what their brand is. But for some, of course, it's understandable, because it will be the Holy Spirit, it will be God himself that would reveal it to you. So I really believe that there's always a season, like the Lord will allow you not to do that, but there would come a time that the Lord will ask you, am I really included in the business? and where am I in the picture, right? And I believe as Christian women entrepreneurs, this is the reason why we really have, you know, stand together and build each other up, because it's not an easy journey. I mean, entrepreneurship is not an easy journey. What more, you know, being a Christian in the marketplace, because we know we are called to do those things differently. And we also know that our main goal is not just, you know, a thriving business, but also to glorify the Lord in everything that we do. So there's much more on the business aside from money. And most of the time, you know, that is not really the main focus, but the main focus is to glorify the Lord in the business that we do.
Yes.
Because He's the one who has given it to us. So it's actually a very good point that you raise, and I know that there is quite a lot of us who's been struggling with that as well. So, and I believe this message will, you know, talk to them regarding that. So, the next question that I have for you is, why do you think nutrition is important?
Wow. loaded question, because we, you know, I think nutrition has somewhat become like a cliche. We always hear about it. And, but honestly, nutrition is not only important, it is about 80% of, you know, of being healthy. It's the way we eat, it's what we eat, it's how we, feel about food. It's how food makes us feel, you know, food and mood. And so what we put on our plate could mean that we are preventing a disease or we are encouraging a disease. And so it is one of the, you know, the main parts of what I teach about being healthy. And so, you know, we need to be healthy mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. And the nutrition part, you know, falls under that physical realm. And so it is very important what we feed our bodies physically.
That's really great. And, you know, whenever I think about holistic approaches or a holistic approach in nutrition, I'm really reminded about Daniel, right? And, you know, his diet in the Bible. And it's true, actually. I really believe plays an important role, not just, not much about, well, of course, you know, staying healthy, staying fit, you know, exercising, and all of that is part of the equation, but the most part of it, I think, really has to come from nutrition.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
Really our bodies, right?
And yes, exactly. And I believe, that when it comes to nutrition as well, it's not a one size fit all, because a food that may be good for me could very well be give you an adverse reaction. And so it's a lot that you have to keep in mind. You know, it's based on your current situation. If you have a medical issue, it depends on your age. You know, you can't really eat if, you know, the way you used to eat when you were a teenager, and you can't eat that way when you're 30 something or 40 something, you know? And so it's not a one size fit all. It's not a cookie cutter thing. But what I would say is eating real foods works for everybody. Eating, you know, like foods that are not overly processed works for everybody. So that is, you know, that is how it is across the board. But there might still be certain foods that may not necessarily work for you. And you really have to pay attention when you eat, how it makes you feel, you know, food, you know, food and mood and food and your feelings. How does it make you feel? And so, you know, your body is, it's an amazing machine that God has given us. He's created us so beautifully and fearfully. And so, but we need to pay attention.
Well, that's great. And as you mentioned, right, food and your mood, and it's your body giving the signal, right, whether or not that food that you eat is good for you to eat or not. God.
Right.
As I mentioned, that's how the Lord has really created us. So, if that is really that important, why do you think most of the time people don't really think about it, or they don't really put much thought about it?
Well, you know, it really comes from, it depends on how you were raised, because I know people who are very just like strict when it comes to how they eat and what they eat, and some just don't. I think that we like the idea of, okay, let me eat all I can, eat whatever I want. And then when something happens, when I start feeling sick, or when I start, you know, feeling like something is going wrong, then I am going to make those changes. I think that's just how our brain, sometimes our brain is connected. You know, I know for me, I grew up in the Caribbean and we had all the natural foods. You know, and so I understood the importance of real foods and healthy foods. But then, you know, somewhere along the line, then I came to America, and then I got introduced to, you know, the processed foods, the French fries and all those things. I've never had those things. And so they, you know, they taste good, right? And so you have it, you want to keep having it for as long as you can, because it tastes so good, until something starts happening. And then someone may tell you something, or you may have a brush of maybe an illness or something that may be, you know, coming on. And then you realize, okay, I need to really pay more attention to how I eat. So a lot of the times, it really could just be our environment, how we were raised. And but God is good, because God allows us, right, to go through, because like you said initially, we all have our stories to tell, yeah. Right? And so maybe you had to go through that particular situation, that particular experience, so you're able now to speak to someone, to help someone, to lift them up from where they are and bring them on that healthy path. Because what happens in our lives is not to be taken for granted. It all happens for a purpose and for a reason.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so I think we're going to the story. So what made you decide to pursue this kind of business, or this kind of coaching women to stay healthy, have good nutrition? What's the reason behind it?
So when I went to college, you know, you don't really have anyone that say, hey, make sure that you choose something that you really like. Something that when you wake up in the morning, you're going to be jumping out of your bed because you can't wait to get to that thing, right? You know, so now I make sure that I tell my son that, make sure that whatever you choose, yes, of course, you know, you want to be able to enjoy life, but make sure it's something that you really enjoy. And so, you know, I went into business because I know, okay, everybody needs, you know, to learn how to figure their business, you know, situations, and I'll definitely find a job in that area, right? And then until you're really doing it and you realize, wow, I'm really just doing this because as a means to an end, right? It's not firing me up. I don't feel excited. I don't feel like this is really my purpose. And so I remember I was visiting an integrative doc, because I had started seeing an integrative doctor because I just feel like they do more. And I remember saying to him on that visit, can you give me some suggestions? I say, I want to do what you're doing. I don't want to be a doctor because I'm too old to go back to school to become a doctor. Not interested. But I say, I love what you do. I just love that you're able to get people to results and using healthy ways and, you know, doing it naturally. And it was like God just orchestrated that particular conversation because he knew exactly what to tell me. He said, I know what you need to do. And he said, there is a school that I want you to look into. And he even said, sometimes I am even one of the speakers. And so he gave me the information. And I remember going back on the ride back home on the bus back to New Jersey. And I remember being on my phone and researching the school and remember enrolling the very next day. To become a certified holistic health coach. And I love it. I love that kind of work. I love that we can help people and remind people that their bodies can heal naturally, that it's an amazing machine, that if you give it just a little bit of a chance, if you make just small lifestyle changes, you could reverse certain diseases. You could start feeling better. You don't have to take a pill. You don't have to be on medication. Sometimes you may have to be, but, and those, you know, I never tell anyone, because what we do as health coaches, we work along with your healthcare provider, mm-hmm. right? With whatever plan that you're on to make sure that you're on the right track. And so there's certain situations where you may actually need those modalities. But I just love the idea of healing naturally and helping people see their bodies do what it was made to do.
And I could definitely see that in your eyes. You know? When you talk about what you love doing, there's really sparks in your eyes. And you can see that. I hope that our audience would see that there's passion in those eyes when you talk about it. And that's how you would know that this person is really passionate, serious, and, you know, committed into doing this business for the Lord. And praise God for you, coaches.
Yeah,
I really admire what you do. I know it's not easy, but, you know, there's a lot of things fulfilling in what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Other people.
Yes.
Transform their lives with your help. Ultimately lead them to the Lord.
That's it.
So another question that I have for you. You mentioned in your bio that you use sound biblical principles in helping women entrepreneurs live a healthy lifestyle. So what do you mean about it? What are those sound biblical principles that you include in your coaching in order for you to help other women really live their life to the fullest, but being healthy as well?
Yeah, so we know that everything that we need is in the Word of God, and we know that just living your life to glorifying God in everything that you do, like you mentioned earlier, everything that we do, whatever we do, even whatever we eat or drink, we should, you know, glorify God. And so the plan is already set out, right, for us. And so to be able to work with this group of women, because they're Christian women entrepreneurs, and to be able to remind them of, thus saith the Lord, that God has given you already the mandate, right? He's already said, I want you to be prosperous. I want you to be in health. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Like, everything is in the Word. And so when it comes to the mindset, that's really what I try to base that mindset on what's already in the Word, because God has already given you everything that you need, and we just need reminders. And so I draw upon a lot of scriptures to inspire and to encourage and to remind that woman that she already has everything that she needs. She just needs to tap into it. Just tap into it. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you, because everything that you need is already given to you. It's already there.
Wow, praise God. It's so powerful. Mm-hmm. And so what's the most common or the number one thing that you advise to Christian women who comes up to you and asks, can you help me? I really want to be healthy. So what's the first thing that you advise them?
Well, I would advise them, hey, you know what? You have, like I just mentioned, you already have what it takes. And so with a lot of people, who already have all the answers, because we have everything in us already. God has already given it to us. But a lot of the times it's someone to remind you and someone to hold you accountable. And so if that's what that woman needs, I'm willing to definitely give it to her, because I feel like she already probably tried so many diets, right? So many diets, and probably they fail. And it's not necessarily because maybe that diet did not work. It could also be that maybe she didn't have the support, you know, in order to continue on whatever she chose to do at that point in her life. And so I am willing to hold her hand and help her along that journey, because a lot of the times that's what we need. I know what I have to do. And a lot of times, although as a health coach, I know what I have to do. Do I always do it? Because, you know, we're humans and we fail and we err. And so that's why we need to always like really cling to the word of God. And sometimes we just need someone in our corner, you know. Yes, we have the word of God, but someone to encourage us and say, hey, did you do that today? Did you remember to get, you know, to move today, to exercise? Did you get your sleep? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you making sure that you get some downtime, you get some time away, even from your family? Sometimes we need some time away from our families too, just so we can fill back up. And so what I would advise her, you know, if you've tried everything and nothing really works, because you know what they say about insanity, right? Doing the same thing over again, but expecting the same results. You've done all of that. You've tried everything. And so now you probably, the missing link is really just the accountability, having someone to support you and hold your hand and encourage you. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We were having some technical issues.
Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I was saying that I would just encourage her, if that's what she needs, the accountability, then definitely that would be worth more than anything, because many times we all know what we need to do. And so just having that extra support is what really makes a difference to kind of push you forward.
Yeah, definitely. And I can really relate to that. You know, having someone with you to walk alongside in your journey is so powerful and impactful. And most of the time we are thinking that we can do it ourselves. And yes, it's true. But I believe that the Lord, so gracious as He is, He will give us people that would walk alongside us in whichever journey we would like to take, or He would like us to take. And that's how, you know, wonderful our Lord is.
So yes, He's good.
So, yes. So now, are you ready for my last question? So, so this is a question that I always ask my guest in the show. So, who is Jasmine Kelly as a representative of Christ in the marketplace? If there is one word that will best describe you as His representative, what would that be?
One word. Really? Rose, that is... Determined.
Wow.
Determined. Because I am not, in any stretch of the imagination, perfect. And I would never even try to pretend that I am. But I am determined to still live for Christ. And I'm determined to do what I need to do so I can still be a part of His family. I want to see, you know, my end goal is to see God. And so I'm determined to do whatever it takes, hurdles and mistakes and whatever it is, but I am determined to live for him and to help other women do the same exact thing.
Wow, that is so powerful. And I believe the Lord is listening to us and, you know, he is patting your back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's really great. And this is such an amazing interview that we have. I learned a lot about, you know, why nutrition is really important. And sometimes it's really not just about the knowledge, but people walking alongside with us on the journey.
Yes.
People who will cheer us up and who would, you know, pick us up when we fail. Because sometimes we are not perfect. Most of the time we will stumble. But the good thing about it is that, you know, we have someone that we could really, you know, rely to and could be.
Yes.
Our struggles or challenges, whatever that might be. And so, again, thank you. This is such an amazing interview. But before that, of course, if our listeners, audience are interested, where can they find you? Because if they want someone that will walk alongside them and be accountable with them, so where can they find you?
Absolutely. So I'm on social media. It seems that, you know, everyone is there. And so I have a big presence there, especially on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And so they could find me on my business page, which is Jasmine Stevens Wellness. That's my business page, or on Instagram, Jasmine Stevens Wellness on Instagram. And also you can look me up on Jasmine Kelly Stevens on my personal page. I have a wonderful group for Christian woman entrepreneurs. And so what I do in that group, I am just supporting women on their journey. And so we all are there to help each other, hold each other accountable, and reach our goals. You know, we're on different level. We're all on different level of our journey. And so we are just there to support each other.
Wow. And regarding that group, it's actually a Facebook group, right? So
it is a Facebook group. Yes.
What should they look for?
So the name of the group is Abundant Health for Christian Woman Entrepreneurs.
Living abundant
health. Yes, that's God's desire for us, to have abundant health.
All right. Well, that's great. So again, everyone, if you're interested, please look up our sister Jasmine and, you know, join her group so that you would know what is it that she can do for you, or how can she really help you with regards to your goals. And if it's about time that we're going to spend healthy, fit, and to really, you know, treasure your body as a temple that it is. So again, Jasmine, thank you very much. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode. Again, if you enjoy this episode, please leave us a review, download the episode, and please subscribe to our podcast. There would be a lot more of amazing women of God that would be in the podcast, because it is my prayer that this will become a community of Christian women helping other women. Because as Christ-empowered women, we know that we encourage, build up, and help each other. So again, thank you, everyone, and have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
God bless you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Did you enjoy today's episode? There's more to come. Please share the word out so we can reach and inspire more women in the marketplace. Download and subscribe to our podcast, and please don't forget to leave a review. Thank you.